because her father had brought him to marry her. So the boy began to be a very strong man, had a wife. And by this time, the woman was, she said, it's time. I am set now for me to kill another man. So he asked him. He didn't ask him, he just decided this is the thing. Fortunately, this young man had acquired such power, he had dreamed already about this old man. He already had what he's going to use against him to survive. So he suggested one day, he says, those people used to have games, just like today. We have games, football, baseball, hockey, and all that. We have games that we enjoy. They had it too. Those people had the games they play when they get together sometimes. Sometimes a family would do that. So the boy knew that. So he says, I wonder if there's any place that we can go, where we can go jump easy, you know, the long jump, you know, like this, and jump. And then he says that to his wife. And his wife says, yeah, he has it. My father has no where that is. And he says, do you know where it is? And the old man says, yes. Yes, I know exactly where it is. The young man says, we will go there tomorrow. In the morning they went there, in a place where they're supposed to jump. When they get there, it was just a little hill. Looks like just a little hill. But they walked there and he says, this is it. The little path that looks like just a little path, more worn down. And he says, this is where you start and that's where you're going to jump over there when you get there. So the young man says, okay. Take off his bag and everything, get ready to run. And the old man says, you first. The young man knows what happened. He knows what the old man's going to do. So he got ready, he says, go down. Then he began to run, and the old man used his breath, you know, like that. And this young man ran. All of a sudden, there was a gorge there, big and so deep, and with rocks. And he almost missed across this young man. He just barely able to catch the rocks over there and pull himself out over there. Once you get up there, the ground went back again. It's like as if nothing happened. So he walked back to the old man, he says, you turn. And the old man says, I don't know if I should try. Too old. He says, well, it's a game. It's your turn. So the old man got ready, and as soon as he started to run, a young man gave him a blow, just like that. And then the gorge opened, and the old man went down. Right down there, and then you can hear the noise. That's it, no more noise. So the young man just went back home. He didn't even look. He went back home. Got home in the evening. And later on, his wife says, where is my old man? Where's my father? So the young man says, well, he's there somewhere. You know, he's going to be back. Didn't tell anything. So evening come, there was a noise outside. And there comes the old man, all patched up, his broken arm and a leg. He just crawled inside his house. Didn't say much, and he was in pain. So the sister, his daughter began to cry, oh, poor daddy, how can you? And then he started to nurse her up and very nicely and all that. And in a few days, he was okay, survived. And the days passed, month passed for a long time. And then there was another day. The young man says, I wonder if there's any place that we could go fishing. You know, sturgeon fishing. And the old man says, I know exactly the place. I know where it is. The young man says, we'll go there tomorrow. We'll go fishing. So they went. The next morning they went up the river somewhere. And then they finally got to the place. And the young man saw the sturgeon. About 4 feet long. And then he says, there's a sturgeon. And the old guy said, no, that's only a tiny fish. He says, wait till we get up there, there's a good sturgeon out there. So they went further up the river, and there's a big sturgeon, it's about 12 feet long.